family is really somebody who will take care of you, whether you deserve it or not. That doesn't necessarily mean a blood relative. People who are close to you can be a better family than your blood relative family. My family is my source for bouncing ideas off, sort of get a feel in advance for whether something is smart to do or not. I have 5 siblings, so there were 6 of us all together, 20-year span. The last ones were twins. That was an oops, born 10 years after I was. We had a 3-bedroom, 1-bath house, 9 people living in it at one point. So I laugh these days when people say, oh, we have to get a bigger place because we have 2 children now instead of 1, so 4 bedrooms isn't enough. I'm a guardian ad litem, and our job as court-appointed volunteers is to oversee the activities of the Department of Social Services as they develop a case involving both adults and children. Our job is to advocate for the children. The Department of Social Services is the legal guardian of these children and is responsible for the entire case. Our job is to kind of look over their shoulder, do an independent investigation to make sure that they're taking the child's best interests into account in whatever they're doing. As far as family goes, these cases involve blood relative families who obviously haven't done the right thing. They need some training and parenting. Children are taken and put into a safe place until this whole thing is settled, taken care of, and the DSS is responsible to find them a safe place to live. It may mean reuniting with their family, their blood family. It may mean being placed with people who are not blood family, but who will take care of them a lot better. Parents and blood relatives can be taught the skills that are necessary to become the family that the child needs. But there are other instances in which the family must be an adoptive family, and adoption is the final course of action. I had one case in which both of the parents were mentally not capable of raising the child that they had had. They had been diagnosed with mental illnesses that just forbade their being able to be a parent more than biologically. So the child's final disposition was to be adopted